Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am John Jacob Schmidt, and if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too. Thank you guys for tuning in here today across, well, the KTW Spokane stations, AM 630 and FM 96.5 and 1050 AM. Don't forget to send in your signal reports to let us know how you listened and what the signal strength was, where you're located, and let us know how it sounds where you are. This is going to help us improve, hopefully. We always aim to please. And, of course, we don't want to forget about our listeners out there outside the wire on live streaming. Thank you guys also for tuning in. This is the voice of the resistance against everything that sets itself against Americanism, our heritage, our values, the things that we cherish. We are shedding the light of truth on the lies, and we're here to hopefully inform, educate, inspire, and motivate you to action as Christian patriots. So thank you for tuning in. Now, last week, I talked about a discussion that I had with some patriots, what I call liberty worship. Now, I love liberty. And we're going to continue talking about this and a couple of other things as well. But we want to make sure that we worship God over liberty. We've got some liberty worship going on here. Liberty at all costs. Well, there are limitations, as we talked about last week. And we can't forget the source of that liberty. All of that always has to be taken into consideration. So we're going to get to that and more. We're going to talk about the movement for the 51st state. What do you guys think? I think this listening audience is definitely going to be on board, and it is taking off. The momentum is there. We're asking those of you, especially in Eastern Washington, to join in the movement to form the 51st state. Lots to talk about on that. This will not be the only time we mention this. This will be a regular topic that we will revisit. Okay, but first, let's get into the news and commentary. Briefly talk about what's going on across the world, across the country, and right here in our own backyard in the American Redoubt. The news is brought to you by Radio Free Redoubt, and these stories come from AP, UPI, and the major American networks. And across the seas, thesun.com out of the UK. ISIS has flooded Europe with 1,500 highly trained terrorists ready to launch attacks, a chilling European Union report claims. As many as 5,000 European ISIS fanatics have traveled to fight in Syria and Iraq. And these guys are moving into Europe, preparing to carry out attacks. So, fortunately, in the United States, we still have, in many parts of the country, the means of self-defense. This isn't just limited to Europe, but and this is not also not the first time we've heard this story, but it is yet another affirmation. It is another source to point to dispel those who are saying we're just totally being overreactionary. Well, there's a very legitimate concern there. But here's some good news. This is something that was very near and dear to my heart. We follow, we've referenced, we pray for these folks, and we have supported them financially and through prayer in the past. The underground church movement. Well, the underground church movement is in the news. It's growing in Iran, despite the regime's efforts. This is from Fox News. Christians in Iran are being driven to worship in secret house churches, and even there, they may face arrest. Despite the Iranian regime's best efforts to stop the spread of Christianity, a large underground church movement is growing. That is, by the way, illegal. Hundreds of Iranian citizens have been converting to Christianity. Many are being baptized in large ceremonies in underground churches held in private homes across the country. They're calling it an astronomical increase. Estimated more than 200 Iranian and Afghans were secretly baptized in a single service right across the Iranian border. So this is just amazing. Continue to pray for the persecuted and underground church. Predominantly, it's young people. They're calling it an awakening. Irfan says, much of Iran's young population has grown tired of the regime's oppressive religious rule, which is what you're going to get whenever Islam flourishes, which often distorts Islamic teachings, and oftentimes it doesn't just distort Islamic teachings. Sometimes it teaches exactly what Islam teaches. Without distortion, it's oppressive. All right, let's move back over here to the United States. You guys are aware of this Michigan recount, the election recount effort that's been underway. Well, in Michigan, a judge says, enough, we're stopping this. This is ridiculous. Claiming that Jill Stein has no legal standing. So they've lost Michigan. That went to Trump. They're not going to play those games anymore. And they should probably just stop while they're ahead. Because now in Wisconsin, the recount has resulted in dozens more Trump votes than they originally had thought there were. That's from the freebeacon.com. And President Barack Obama has directed the U.S. intelligence agencies to conduct an investigation into hacking attacks related to the U.S. election and issue a report before he leaves office. Now, I'm not sure if they want to open that Pandora's box. When they start investigating the election, do they really want it discovered how many dead people voted? How many more affirmation of how many illegal aliens voted? How unqualified voters voted in the election? I would submit that the more they dig into election, the fraud that they discover is not going to be in their favor. Now, a little more close to home, much more close to home, right here out of Spokane, KXLY did a story called The 51st State. Representatives Matt Shea and McCaslin want to make Eastern Washington its own state. House Joint Memorial 4000 makes a direct pitch to the White House, Congress, and the U.S. Senate to create a new state comprised of what is now Eastern Washington. And they want to call this the State of Liberty. I love it. The American Redoubt, its first state, the State of Liberty. How appropriate. Well, the map shows the state divided right down the Cascades, right down the ridge line of the Cascade Mountain Range, which is pretty much the western boundary of the American Redoubt. But there are some people that aren't real happy about it. Of course, the left aren't. And this is what's interesting, too. Those on the left, I've seen the comments. We're discussing this. They're saying the people on the east side are a bunch of parasites leeching off the wealth of the West. Let them go. And I say, yeah, let's absolutely. And Matt Shea said, you know, forgive us for being parasites leeching off the wealth of the West. Just let us go to rule ourselves. The other group, there's a couple of other groups that aren't real happy with it. Oh, by the way, before I go any further, don't think that these people are serious when they say, we want to just let you freeloading parasites in the east side of the state go. These people are power hungry. It is about control. They don't want you leaving their leftist agenda. They want you to embrace it. And if you want no part in it, they're going to chase you down and pummel you with it until you accept it and embrace it. Or at least, at the very least, first step, to tolerate it. It's all about tolerance. But yeah, when they say, yeah, you freeloading people on the east side of the state, you should just go. Don't think they mean it. That means they have no control over you if you leave. There's going to have to be a fight for liberty again to break free from the chains that a couple of counties on the west side has on the whole rest of the state. But the State of Liberty, I love it. There is a Facebook page dedicated to it. I want to encourage you guys to go and join up and express your thoughts and ideas. Join, weigh in on the conversation. Join the Movement for the 51st State. That's the name of the Facebook page. That's the whole thing. Join the Movement for the 51st State. We can link. We've linked that to it from Radio Free Redoubt of several patriots. In fact, the number of people doubled in just 24 hours. So, someone said this isn't a viable movement. This will never. There's going to be people trying to derail this. They're going to try to sabotage any attempt at achieving liberty. So someone said, this is not a viable movement. It's not going to work. Well, I believe that someone said this isn't a serious or viable movement back in 1776. Did they not? And someone said, hey, you guys are forgetting about, there's patriots here in King County and around Olympia. Don't abandon us. Well, you know what? There were conservatives that were stuck in England too. And that should not be a deterrent to those who wish to throw off the chains of liberty. Now, I will also say, if you look actually at the voting maps, the state of Washington is not just split right down the Cascades ideologically and politically. It's actually the shape of an inverted L or a backwards L, if you will. The counties south of the greater Puget Sound area, all the way to the coast, are red when you look at the voting maps. So we're not going to leave patriots out if they're majority patriots. But I don't know what to tell the patriots in occupied territory. You keep fighting because it's the right thing to do. But eventually, when you realize you're in occupied territory and becomes increasingly hostile to you and your values, your beliefs, your business, your family, your children, for those of you who send your children to government schools, you're going to have to make a decision to get out of there and try to make it across the wire into the free zones at some point. But apparently you're still able to tolerate the lifestyle there and the pressure from the occupying left, because you're not out of there. It hasn't hurt bad enough for you to, you want to just take it back. Well, God bless you in your effort. What else we got? Oh, somebody put out this myth here. We'll take a break. We're going to pick up what we talked about last week, where we left off. Just spend a few minutes talking about liberty versus advancing Islam in the name of religious liberty. But here's the myth. This isn't a popular movement. The 51st state. Ah, nobody's interested in this. This isn't even a popular movement. Really? Well, Matt Shea posted over there, busted. The most recent poll by the liberal news outlet KXLY, who ran that original story, shows that over 73% of their poll in favor out of 8,000 people polled. 73% are in favor of forming a 51st state. And this is what's beautiful about the left. They think they know the minds of the people. They've been feeding you lies so long, they begin to believe their lies are the truth. So they're saying everybody loves liberalism. And in fact, everybody hates the idea of a 51st state. So we're going to prove it, and we're going to put up a poll. Well, it backfired, because the real true sentiments of the people showed through in their poll. Of 8,000 people, 73% are in favor of it. That spoke volumes. So, apparently they're advocating because the split, because we're a bunch of welfare freeloaders on this side of the state. If we were such a burden, we're so sorry. This is where I found that. We're so sorry. We meant no harm. Now, will you let us go? The truth is revealed if the left says we are a burden and opposes the split. Either way, the myth number one is busted. Great, great point. All right, let's take a break. Come right back here at Radio Free Redoubt. Don't go away.
From all of the partisans at Radio Free Redoubt, thank you, listeners and Amron operators, for being out there. Have a very Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year.
If there is any hope of restoring America, we cannot, as a free people, allow ourselves to be divided. Division is what the destroyers of liberty are counting on, and if that means, as a last resort, preserving those American ideals within the boundaries of the American Redoubt, there must be unity among the patriots. We must all hang together, or assuredly we shall all hang separately. That's what Benjamin Franklin said, and that's what I say too. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Welcome back to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. Hope you guys are having a blessed holiday season. And speaking of that, well, this segment here, second segment, is brought to you by RiverfrontSuites.com. It's a Patriot-owned business. Beautiful little cabins on the river, on the St. Joe River, right outside of St. Mary's. If you need a place to get away, get a hold of RiverfrontSuites.com today. Now, Christmas is coming up. We all love it. And we are giving away at Amron.com and Radio Free Redoubt are giving away a official Red Ryder Carbine Action 200-shot range model air rifle with a compass in the stock and this thing which tells time. We're going to be giving that away, and the contest is coming up. If you're not already aware of it, go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com. Or Amron.com, that's posted on both locations. And this coming Sunday evening on the John Jacob Schmidt Show, 8 p.m., December 11th, we're going to be putting out the coded message. You can click on that posting there on Radio Free Redoubt and learn how to decode the message using a real one-time pads. So you're going to write those numbers down exactly, and you're going to follow the instructions in that posting using the frankincense one-time pad, which is listed in that posting, to decrypt the message. Get your entries in. All the instructions are right there. The next week, we're going to have the drawing, and some young patriot is going to be the winner of an official Red Ryder Carbine Action 200-shot model air rifle with a compass in the stock. That is from the Daisy Museum. It's authentic, the real deal. Very cool. All right. Now, in the last few minutes, we cover some things here. Last week, just to recap, we talked about this other terrorist attack that we had once again on U.S. soil. It was a Somali Islamic jihadi attack. Rammed his car into a crowd of people, jumped out, started slashing people with a knife. It's interesting how they try to hold off. Oh, well, we don't know if this has any ties to a terrorist organization. Of course, it's got, you know, ISIL and ISIS stuff all over the place. But it came to a discussion among the Patriots. Should we ban knives? Just, you know, kind of funny, off the, you know, tongue in cheek. Right. And I said, should we ban guns, ban knives, or ban Islam? Someone said, oh, you cannot ban Islam. We'll be no better than them. We might disagree with it, but we have to fight for it. And I said, do we? The saying in the Patriot community, the libertarian community, I might disagree with you, but I'll defend your right to say it or do it. Well, there's some things that I will not fight for your right to say or do. I'll fight against you so you can't say it. Like lies. Like communism, like Islam. You don't have the right to say that. Why? Because what you're saying is destructive toward liberty. So fighting for stuff just in the name of liberty, to say we're upholding liberty, to fight for things that are destructive toward liberty, is the Saul Alinsky tactic of making us follow our own rules, right? Of course, they distort it, they deceive it, or they deceive the people into supporting something that leads to their own destruction. Well, it's unconstitutional to ban religion. We talked about that. Well, Islam is a total world system made up of political, military, economic, social, and religious components. So they use the religious part to get their foot in the door to say, oh, you can't deny us to the advancement of, well, won't we just let them have Islam? Because that'll be constitutional. But with Islam, you get Sharia law, which is in opposition to the Constitution. Matter of fact, it's designed to replace the Constitution. You can't have both. We'll have Muslims, but just not Sharia law. And this is where I left off last week. And I believe that America is facing judgment. And where I left off was judges, too. I will not drive them out before you, but they shall be thorns in your side, and their gods shall snare you. Why? Because we disobeyed God. Well, this is talking to the Israelites. But the principle is the same. A nation blessed by God, the liberty is a blessing from God. And I believe the United States was ordained by God. Christian men and women forming a new country. It was glorifying to Him. And so, as a byproduct, we get liberty. So now we're going to let people, foreign gods, flourish in our land. After we've killed untold millions of babies, now as a national policy, we're aggressively advancing homosexuality. This is a nation just asking for judgment. So, because in the past, if you want to look historically, the people rejected the Lord and His law. I will not drive them out before you. They shall be thorns in your side, and their God shall be a snare to you. Is that what we're seeing today? Absolutely. And now we've got the Muslim, Obama, in his speech, used, just this last week, the last national security speech of his tenure, to say, over the last 8 years, no foreign terrorist organization has successfully planned and executed an attack on our homeland. False. What foreign terrorist organization are you talking about, John Jacob? So glad you asked. It's called Islam. Pastor Sharam Hadian has a great article over on his website, The Till Project, Truth in Love Ministries. You can go to tillproject.com. We'll link this in the highlights and resources posting. Connecting the dots of jihad. And he puts several scriptures in here from the Traveler, from the Quran. This is the teachings of this system, this antithetical to American values and Christianity and the Constitution. Let me read a few to you. We have returned from the lesser jihad to the greater jihad. The scriptural basis for jihad prior to scholarly consensus is such Quranic verses as, fighting is prescribed for you, Surah 2:216. Slay them wherever you find them, Surah 4:8-9. Fight the idolaters utterly, from Surah 936. And such hadiths as the one related by Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, the Messenger of Allah said, "I have been commanded to fight people until they testify there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah." Now, do you think that fighting to allow that to advance in America is American? It's about as un-American as you can get. If you don't understand Islam, the enemy, and you don't stand against the spread of it, your grandchildren, while you're feeling good about yourself, you stood up for liberty and allowed Muslims to advance across America. And you wouldn't oppose them because you're such a stalwart for liberty. Your grandchildren will have to fight for their very existence in America. They'll curse you for your refusal to guard your posterity because your apathy or your inaction, your misguided championing of liberty, not understanding that the source of liberty is the Lord, that it's a blessing from Him, will be the forging of your children and grandchildren's chains. Now, one other thing here. I have mentioned before when it comes to the Second Amendment issues, because it might seem like I am contradicting myself. With the Second Amendment, people get killed by guns every year. They get killed by cars. They fall off of ladders. But the idea is to disarm the American people because it will save lives. And I say, you know what? I will risk the dangers that come with liberty and maintain my Second Amendment rights. Well, you could also say, well, hold on a minute. Don't you then, for the sake of maintaining liberty, do you not also accept the risk of allowing religious freedom and letting Islam flourish? But we have history on our side. Everywhere in history, people were allowed to be armed, there was liberty. And wherever Islam has advanced, there's been tyranny and oppression. Join us Sunday night, 8 p.m. for our weekly podcast, RadioFreeRedoubt.com. God bless. Have a great weekend.